Welcome back to the PwC podcast. You know, I am so excited for today's deep dive. We're going to be looking at finding peace and how to find peace in the chaos of life. And we're going to be using the Bible for this.
Yeah, it's really amazing how these ancient scriptures, they offer these timeless solutions to like the things that we all deal with, worry and fear and uncertainty and all those kinds of things. And, you know, they point us to the source of peace that goes way beyond anything that we could figure out on our own.
Yeah. And one of the verses that really stood out to me was Philippians 4:6-7.
Mm-hmm.
And it encourages us to not be anxious about anything, but instead go to God in prayer. And it's kind of about shifting our focus from that worry to faith. And expressing gratitude. But how do we move from anxiety to prayer when it feels like there's so much to be worried about?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. I think this verse, it isn't saying to ignore our worries. It's about acknowledging them and then consciously handing them over to God. It's like if you're holding this heavy bag, you can choose to keep carrying it and strain under the weight of it, or you can set it down. Prayer is like that act of setting down your worries and trusting that God can handle them better than you ever could.
It's like recognizing we don't have to carry the weight of the world on our own shoulders.
Right. And there are very practical ways to do this. You can set aside time each day to pray and focus on the things that you're grateful for rather than the anxieties that you're facing. You could write down your worries in a journal and then symbolically give them to God. The act of releasing those anxieties can be so powerful.
And the source material even shares an example of a graduate student who was overwhelmed with deadlines. And they found this incredible peace through prayer and gratitude.
Yeah. And instead of being consumed by that pressure, they found like a center, a place of stillness, and shifted their focus from the enormity of what they were dealing with to the one who could provide strength and clarity.
That story really resonates with me. It's not ignoring the challenges, but approaching them from faith rather than fear.
And that leads us right into Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I think we all feel weary at times, but what does that rest in Christ look like?
Yeah, it's not about escaping reality or neglecting our responsibilities.
Exactly. It's about spiritual and emotional renewal. It's recognizing that we're not meant to go through these trials alone. And it's about finding that source of strength that allows us to keep going, even when we feel like giving up. Imagine a professional who's experiencing burnout. The pressure's relentless, they're exhausted, but then they remember Jesus' words and that invitation to find rest.
And they lean on that divine strength and begin to experience a sense of balance
and
perspective.
Yeah, and they discover a renewed energy, a resilience that allows them to face challenges with a fresh outlook.
And if you're feeling that weight, that weariness, and you're searching for that rest, we want to remind you, you are not alone. Mm-hmm. You can find that sense of rest and belonging right here at PwC Pittsford Wesleyan Church. We're a community that supports and encourages one another on this journey of faith.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about finding support in those challenging times, Psalm 46.1 paints a beautiful picture. God as a refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble.
So no matter what's going on around us, we have that safe haven, that unshakable foundation. What would you say is the most significant takeaway from this promise for our listener?
I think it reminds us that God is not distant from our struggles. He's an active present force who offers strength and refuge when we need it most. It's like if you're in the middle of the ocean and the waves are crashing all around you. It's like having that solid rock to cling to. The psalmist isn't saying that we won't experience storms, but we don't have to face them alone. We have a source of strength that is so much greater than any challenge we might face.
Yeah, and the source material even uses the example of someone who's going through a major life change, like a career shift or a move to a new city, and finding stability in that promise.
Yeah, you know, in those times when everything feels so uncertain, grounding ourselves in God's presence can bring such a sense of peace and stability. It's not about avoiding change or difficulty. It's about knowing we have that anchor that will hold us steady.
No matter what. It's about emerging from those storms of life even stronger because we have that anchor holding us. And that leads us to another comforting verse, 1 Peter 5:7, which says, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you."
This verse is so powerful. It reminds us of the very personal nature of God's care. He's not this distant deity who is unconcerned with our everyday struggles. He cares about every detail of our lives, even the anxieties that we feel like are small or insignificant.
Sometimes we feel like we have to keep our anxieties bottled up inside.
Yeah.
Like they're not worthy of God's attention. But this verse is saying we can bring everything to him, no matter how small or how big. He's big enough to handle it all.
It's recognizing that we don't have to have it all together. We can be honest with God about our fears and know that He's not going to judge us.
That's a beautiful reminder that we can release that burden of figuring everything out on our own and trust that God cares for us and wants to help us carry our burdens.
The source material gives the example of someone who's struggling with a big decision, and they're feeling overwhelmed by the options. But instead of being paralyzed by fear, they choose to take their fears to God in prayer and trust His wisdom to guide them.
Yeah, they're not pretending the anxieties aren't there, but they're choosing to approach them differently, from a posture of humility and reliance on God.
It's about recognizing that we don't have to have all the answers. We can release that burden of control,
right,
and trust that God has a plan even when we can't see it clearly.
I think that's where a lot of anxiety comes from, trying to control things that are ultimately outside of our control. But when we surrender that need for control, we open ourselves up to a deeper sense of peace and trust in God's plan. And speaking of God's plan, one of the most encouraging and hopeful verses in the Bible is Jeremiah 29:9.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
This verse reminds us that even when we feel lost or uncertain, God has a purpose for our lives, a good plan that's unfolding even when we can't see the full picture.
You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the what-ifs and anxieties about the future, but this verse really invites us to shift our focus from what might happen to the one who holds our future. It's about choosing to believe that even when things are tough, God is working things out for our good. He's guiding us toward a future filled with hope and purpose.
And it can be so easy to lose sight of that, you know, when we're struggling. The source material even talks about a recent graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're feeling really lost and unsure about their career path. They're tempted to give in to that fear and doubt. But then they remember this promise from Jeremiah.
Yeah, it's a great example of how this verse can apply in different seasons of life. You know, it's not just for young people starting out. It's for anyone who feels like they're at a crossroads in their life and they're wondering which way to go. This verse reminds us we don't have to have it all figured out. We just need to trust that God is guiding us, even when we can't see the path clearly.
So they choose to be patient and trust that the right opportunities will come along, the ones that are in line with their passions and gifts.
Yeah, and it's such a powerful reminder that we don't need to have everything figured out. We just need to take that next step, trusting that God is working behind the scenes to bring about His good plans for us.
And it's in that surrender that we can experience the fullness of God's love and presence. Zephaniah 3.1 describes this beautifully. It says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you and His love. He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
This verse speaks to God's character and His relationship with us. It's not just about knowing that God exists, but experiencing His presence in a real and personal way.
Yeah, it's like a love song from God to His people. A reminder that we are loved and cherished. We're His children, and He rejoices over us.
And you know, the source material talks about reflecting on this verse, especially when you're struggling with self-doubt or isolation. It can be so easy to get caught up in that negative self-talk and to focus on our flaws and shortcomings. But this verse reminds us that God sees us so differently. He sees us through the lens of His love, and He rejoices over us.
This verse can really renew our sense of worth and belonging, especially when we're feeling lost. It's like a warm embrace, reminding us that we're held and cherished by God.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about shifting our focus from our own limitations and insecurities to the unconditional love and acceptance we find in God.
And that shift can be so freeing. It allows us to let go of the pressure to perform and just rest in God's love. And that leads us to Matthew 6.34, where Jesus says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It's a call to be present and focus on what we can control and trust that God will take care of the rest.
Yeah, you're right. We live in a world that bombards us with information and anxiety, and it's so easy to get caught up in the what-ifs and the unknowns of tomorrow. But this verse isn't suggesting that we bury our heads in the sand. It's about recognizing that worry doesn't actually solve anything. It just robs us of the peace and joy we could be experiencing today.
So it's about finding that balance between being responsible and prepared, but not letting those worries consume us.
Right, and trusting that God is in control. Even when things feel uncertain and chaotic, He sees the bigger picture, and He's working all things together for good.
The source material shares the example of a researcher who's feeling completely overwhelmed by this long-term project they're working on. But instead of being paralyzed by how big it is, They choose to break it down into smaller, more manageable steps.
That's a great way to put this verse into practice. You know, rather than focusing on the overwhelming nature of the entire project, they choose to focus on what they could do that day, trusting that God would provide the strength and resources for each step.
So they're not denying the size of the challenge, but they're choosing to approach it with a different mindset, one that prioritizes being faithful right now, rather than being anxious about the future.
And sometimes that means choosing to be still and letting go of trying to force a solution. It's recognizing that we're not always meant to fight our battles alone. That's a key message in Exodus 14.14, where God tells the Israelites, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."
What a powerful reminder that sometimes the most courageous thing we can do is step back and allow God to work.
So often we try to manipulate situations to our advantage and make things happen according to our plan. But this verse invites us to surrender that need for control and trust that God's working on our behalf, even when we can't see it.
It's like saying, "God, I'm letting go. I trust that you're fighting my battles, even when I don't see how."
And that surrender can be such a powerful act of faith, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed or helpless. It's choosing to believe that God is bigger than our problems and that he's capable of doing more than we can ever imagine.
Yeah, the source material suggests applying this principle in conflict. What do you think that looks like?
So imagine you're having a conflict with someone. Your instinct is to defend yourself and prove that you're right. But what if, instead of reacting defensively, we choose to pause and pray for wisdom and trust that God will bring about a resolution in his way and in his timing?
That's powerful. It's about choosing to trust God's power to work things out, even when it seems impossible, and that the best outcome might not be what we had planned, but what God has planned.
Sometimes letting go is the most courageous and faithful thing we can do. It's trusting that God's ways are higher than ours, and that he can bring beauty and redemption even in the most difficult situations. And you know if you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, you can find support and guidance at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church. Come join our community of faith and experience the peace that comes from walking with God.
And speaking of the beauty and power of God's love, I want to go back to Zephaniah 3.17. It's easy to read these verses and think, that's a nice sentiment, but how does that apply to me?
Yeah, this verse is not just poetic imagery. It speaks to our identity as God's children. It's a reminder that God delights in us, not because of what we do or achieve, but simply because we are his.
Yeah, so much of our world is focused on performance and achievement. But this verse is saying that our worth isn't based on what we do, but on who we are in God's eyes.
It's about shifting our focus from our flaws and insecurities to that unconditional love and acceptance we find in God. It's about recognizing that we are already enough simply because he loves us.
And that realization can be so freeing. It allows us to let go of the pressure to prove ourselves and to just rest in God's love. And that is where I think true peace begins. It's not the absence of challenges or difficulties, but that deep knowledge that we're loved and accepted and cherished by God, no matter what.
And that knowledge, you know, that foundation of love and acceptance, it really can transform every part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
It changes how we see ourselves and how we relate to other people and even how we face those challenges that we all go through.
I love that it's like the soil that everything else can grow in. Without that foundation of God's love, it all feels shaky. But when we're rooted in his love, we can weather any storm.
It's that sense of being anchored in something bigger than ourselves that lets us face those challenges with a whole different kind of strength.
Yeah.
And one of the key themes that we keep seeing in these verses is the idea of God's faithfulness. No matter what we're going through, no matter how hard things get, God is always there for us. He's never going to leave us.
It's like having that constant companion walking with you every step of the way, even when you can't feel his presence.
Yeah, it's like that beautiful image of a shepherd who cares for his sheep, protecting them, leading them, and always guiding them back home when they stray.
That image is so comforting, especially when the world feels chaotic and unpredictable. It gives us that sense of security, knowing that we're not alone.
And it's recognizing that even when we make mistakes, even when we mess up, God is always there ready to welcome us back. His love is always there.
And that safe haven, that peace and security that comes from knowing God loves us, it's available to everyone. It doesn't matter your background or your beliefs. You can experience the love and grace of God.
You don't have to do anything to earn it. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to open your heart.
If you're seeking that peace, that connection with something bigger, we invite you to visit PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church. We'd love to welcome you into our community and share that hope and joy.
We believe that everyone has a place, No matter where they are on their journey.
Absolutely. It's a place where you can just be yourself, ask questions, and explore faith in a supportive environment.
And as we're talking about peace, it's important to remember that real peace doesn't mean no problems.
It's not about creating this perfect little bubble. Life is always going to have its challenges.
True peace is having that deep inner calm and trust, even when things are hard. It's knowing that no matter what we face, we have an anchor in God.
His love and presence are always there. It's like standing on solid ground when the waves are crashing all around.
That unshakable foundation is the love of God, a love that never fails, never gives up, never runs out. It's a love that's always there.
It's a love that transforms and heals.
And one of the most beautiful things is that it's for everyone. No matter what you've done or where you've been, God's arms are open wide.
It's like the prodigal son who wasted everything and came home ashamed, but his father welcomed him with open arms.
That's God's heart. He's always waiting for us.
That's what makes this message so powerful. It's not just an idea. It's something real.
It can change our lives, our families, our communities, our world.
So to wrap up, just remember, first, you are loved, deeply, unconditionally loved by God. Nothing can change that.
And remember, you're not alone. No matter what you're going through, God is with you every step of the way.
And you have a purpose. God created you for a reason, and he has a plan.
So go out there and live your life, knowing that you are loved, you are supported, and you can make a difference.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into finding peace. We hope you've been encouraged. If you want to experience this peace, come join us Sunday at 11 a.m. at Pittsford Wesleyan Church. We'd love to have you.
Thanks for listening to the PWC Podcast.